the punt tackling. Number 45, Wyatt Bradley with five. Courtney Callahan with two, as well as Trevor Willing and Ray DeVault with two. And then Daniel Hale and Jacob Lasecki each with a tackle apiece. For the tackle for a loss goes into the hands of Jacob Lasecki. For Lakers defense, 18 tackles on the night. One tackle for a loss. No tip passes or sacks, interceptions, no fumbles, and one penalty for 15 yards, a personal foul. Leading the tackling for Lakers, Ian Snyder and Austin McCabe, each with three tackles. Tyler Fall and Quinton Smith with two, as well as Terrence Dubes. Then Evan Shemka, James Stork, Brennan Wisner, Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, Dustin Cady, and Seth Bowles, each with one tackle apiece. Tyler Fall with one tackle for a loss for 2 yards. That personal foul of 15 yards. Dave, what do you think there?
Everything's dead even, Clark. Everything you look at is all the same except for one play, and Brennan Wisner busted it out for 62 yards. Outside of that, this game is even. The penalties are even. The total yards are even. Everything you look at it, Clark, you can split right down the middle other than one play, and right now Lakers got it. So this second half is going to be interesting to see what these teams do. It's going to be more of the same, more ground and pound, but Sandusky at some point, again, it's win or go home, so Sandusky, not wouldn't be surprised to see them try some different things, even if they have to try and air it out a little bit.
Some scores from around the area. Ithaca is beating Bad Axe 42-0 in the second quarter. At halftime, Cass City leads Marlette in Marlette 14-8, and Harbor Beach keeps tacking them on. It's now 48-0, 4:23 left in the second. Shelkey with a 10-yard run. I'd like to think that Harbor Beach will be advancing to the second round.
Right, and I will think Ithaca would probably be advancing out of the second round, Clark. I also got Kingston over Owen Gage after the first quarter, 14-8.
Dave, what does Sandusky need to do in the second half to start moving the ball?
Oh, they're going to have to change it up. You're going to see some short passes, maybe some screen passes, because if they don't, this Lakers front seven especially is going to shut down Sandusky like they did the first half and not let them score, and this game will be over before Sandusky knows it. So they're going to have to pull out some tricks and see if they can't do some different things, maybe even if it's through the air. We've seen them in the past do that with multiple different guys. They have the ability to score at will, but these conditions really limit them, and the Lakers' defense has been outstanding so far, so they're going to have to try to catch Lakers off guard and take the wind out of their sails.
Especially with that one drive where the punt went out, but I think at the 25-yard line of Lakers'
own
territory.
Oh, that was the one Dubes kicked out of the end zone, yes.
Yeah, but still, the Laker defense came up and stopped him on fourth down and got the ball back.
They did, fourth and one, and basically was a goal line stand for them. And totally changed the way this game is, because it was shortly after a couple punts back and forth that Lakers eventually, the defense held on long enough for that offense to finally bust one loose and get on the board. That touchdown may be enough for Lakers to win the game, but they won't know. They're going to have to keep adding on scores and running that clock down so Sandusky doesn't get a big play of their own in response.
We didn't know that either last week against Beale City when it was 14-13. And halfway through the third quarter.
And exactly why I mentioned that, 14-13 in the third quarter, and we're thinking, all right, both these offenses are going to open up a little bit, but it never did happen, and that could be the same way this game goes. But another team's going to score again, Clark, whether it be Sandusky to make this game close or whether Lakers to take a two-score lead.
Lakers had the ball for 10 minutes and 7 seconds in that first half. Sandusky, 13 minutes and 53 seconds, with the Sandusky Redskins scoreless on the night. Lakers with 6 points at halftime. When we return, unless Dave, hey, you have something here, then on our return here, we'll have a second half action from Laker Country on a brisk, cool evening here. It's a light jacket weather here in Laker Country as Lakers lead 6-0 over the Sandusky Redskins at the WLAW Sports Network.
It's time to rock.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock at the best price anywhere. Check out Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuddyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, rangefinders, and knives. And Randy's now sells hunting and fishing licenses. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Hey folks, RJ McGarra here from Moore Motors in Caro. Moore Motors is the largest volume dealership in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties for both Ram and Ford pickup trucks. Come in today to take advantage of our great truck deals like this. Save over $10,000 on the purchase of the best-selling truck for over 37 years in a row. That's right, save up to $10,289 on a brand new Ford F-150 XLT. If you want to save more on your truck and get more for your trade, come to Moore Motors in Caro and see our RJ McGarrett today.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing Linklight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/LinkLife.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list, and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
It's a big deal in sports when you achieve a personal best. It's the culmination of a lot of hard work. But the personal best that means the most is achieving your personal best in sportsmanship. It's a lifetime lesson. Follow the golden rule. So remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. You love Thumb Cellular.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
And on to the second act here in Lakers. Lakers leading Sandusky 6-0 in the pre-district of Division 7 MHSAA playoffs. The winner tonight takes on the winner of the Cass City Marlette game. Last we heard at halftime, it was Cass City 13-8. And now Division 8, Harbor Beach now leads 55-0. Not even halftime yet in Harbor Beach there. As Harbor Beach will be advancing to the second round. I'll go out and say that. Last we heard, it was 42-0 Ithaca over Bad Axe. As like Dave said in the pre-show, Bad X Ranger.